With Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information that you won't want to miss. It's a live show. You can call us at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. This week, we'll be joined by guests Dave Kramer, Lori Sackler, Jonathan Lee, and Stephen Shalowitz. And I'll be sharing some comments on the new overtime pay rules that have been introduced. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them and many of their great resources and tips online at tandemhr.com or give them a call at 630-928-0510. That phone number again, write it down, 630-928-0510. So I want to tell you about your $500 cup of coffee. But better than letting me talk about it, I'm joined here in studio by Dave Kramer, who is one of those, I'm going to be mean, and I'm just going to say, you're one of those nerdy guys that I understand. You skipped homecoming, but you attended retirement seminars. Really, Dave?
Really, that is true.
True story, huh?
Yes, yes. I had an early interest in free seminars, and so
those habits actually have helped many of the rest of us, which is a good thing.
Well, yes, that's true. I've documented some of the ways that I've thought about money since a very early age, and you can find those in the book.
That's great. So in your professional capacity for quite a while now, I don't want to share your age because that wouldn't be appropriate. But for a while, you've been a mortgage broker. And in that capacity, you've probably reviewed a lot of financial statements. So you've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Tell us what inspired you to write a book with your partner in crime, Steve Loam.
Yes, yes. Good point. It was a conversation with a friend many years ago, I think going on a little over 10 years ago, where they kind of in a frustrating manner said, I'm just no good with money, and I think I never will be. Well, I was taken a little back by that frustration, and I thought, well, why don't I, you know, think about this and try to develop a system or a secret formula for thinking about money differently. And so that's been brewing for a while.
That's great. So $500 cup of coffee, what does that term mean to you? Why that title?
Yes, well, it's obviously an outrageous amount of money to be spending on a cup of coffee. I wouldn't spend that much. I hope you wouldn't either, though some may be able to afford that. The title represents a simple equation that a 20-year-old who spends $5 is really spending 100 times that amount if they consider the amount being taken out of their retirement fund. And, of course, that's many decades later. So, how many 20-year-olds are thinking about retirement? But if you just adjust your thinking, and we call that the retirement dollar. If you can think in retirement dollars, it might influence your spending habits.
Well, what a good point. When do you think most people start thinking about retirement? And a follow-up question would be, when should they start thinking about their retirement?
Yes, yes, excellent. I'm not sure when most people start thinking about retirement. I think it's across the board. You get a certain distribution of people that start thinking about it early enough, and other people that just don't think about it early enough. When I was attending retirement seminars, I think at the age of 17, I was in a room full of
just
people.
Just a year or two ago, right?
Yeah, of course, a few decades ago. But I was in a room full of people in their 50s and 60s, and they were just learning about planning for retirement at that time. And I was a little shocked by that because I was pretty good at math and thought, okay, this could be a problem. But I recommend that people start thinking about retirement as early as possible. I would say, it's not too soon for high school seniors to be starting to think about personal finance, and retirement could be part of a big plan.
So let's talk about the book a little bit. The $500 cup of coffee, once again, sitting here in studio with Dave Kramer, who co-authored the book along with Steve Loam. They've spent decades, I think it's fair to say, involved in different areas, different industries. But I think you've learned an interesting lesson. So in the book, I know that it talks a little bit about budgeting and education planning and saving and retirement and renting and owning. Tell us why this book is different than the many, many, many other books similar that have been drafted talking about personal finances.
Yes, it is a very broad scope, and I think we cover quite a bit of material, though it is geared towards entry level. Steve and I bring quite a bit of experiences to the table, both successes and failures. But I think one thing that distinguishes our book from others is we stay away from telling people what to do, and we've invented what I think is a new way for people to think about personal finance. So our theory is that if you're just thinking, then behavior will follow. So rather than trying to, you know, map out a course that everybody should follow, start with thinking differently and improve your own, personal relationship with money.
That makes sense, and that's a conversation that should be taking place, that people should be thinking about a lot earlier. But also, I think you have a good point in the book about parents and how parents should be having that conversation as well. That for all of the business owners, after all, this is a business show, for all the business owners that are listening, and happy Father's Day to the dads that are out there, what message do you have for them?
To the business owners?
To the business owners, to the parents, to the folks that might be listening and might be able to do something a little bit differently when they come home tonight or tomorrow night and have that conversation with their children.
Yeah, I think that parents should really begin earlier. There are quite a bit of books out there that are geared towards very young children. I started my children thinking about it early on by talking about money a lot. I even offered my son a chance to either have some kind of toy at the age of five or to buy him company stock. And I, of course, gave him an incentive to buy stock, and he chose Disney stock, which he's very glad that he did, and it has outperformed most of my investments over the same time period. So he started quite early, and my daughter is following right along.
Smart child. That's great. So the book itself, where can our listeners find it? How can they learn more about the $500 cup of coffee? Once again, outrageous title, but very true point.
Yes. It is on Amazon in an ebook format for now. We are going to be going to print soon, so keep an eye out for that if you want the print book. And check out our website. It's the $500cupofcoffee.com, which has quite a bit of resources, and we're going to be growing that and expanding that so that there's a community aspect to personal finance. And really the goal is to increase financial literacy. Did you know that S&P did a study recently? And they interviewed 150,000 people worldwide, and only about a third could pass a basic financial literacy test.
Incredible. Incredible. And one thing that you are doing, Dave, aside for the book, is I know, just to give a sneak peek, I know it's not quite ready yet, but you're working on an app, which will actually help people with that financial literacy and actually take a lot of the brain work out of the process. Tell us a little bit about, in our minute remaining, about what our listeners can look forward to.
Yeah, well, I can only be very brief about that. It's still in development stages, but it will be a savings app that's going to be fun and will help people save instead of spend during certain decision points.
Oh, that's great. I think it will be a tremendous resource for our listeners and, frankly, for individuals, for business owners, for families. Frankly, as you said, you were one of those young children that instead of going to homecoming, you actually went to those retirement seminars, and good for you. And hopefully more people can learn that lesson. I'm not saying you need to skip your homecoming, but start thinking about personal finances, I guess, the lesson out of the $500 cup of coffee. So good for you, Dave Kramer, and we appreciate you joining us here. One more time, I want to make sure you give our listeners that website so people can learn more.
Yes, that's the $500cupofcoffee.com. And thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, I once again encourage our listeners to please check out the website, $500cupofcoffee.com. Lots of advice, tips, and information for you. And you could download, you could purchase the ebook, which is available coming up after the break. We're actually going to continue this conversation. Lori Sackler is going to be joining us on Get Down to Business. You're listening to the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. We're powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. Once again, visit them online, tandemhr.com. But Chicago, don't touch that dial. We've got so much more advice, tips, and information on the show all about small business.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic Center.
I'm George Katsourvilos. Take it.
Welcome back. You're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. You're listening to Get Down to Business. You can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. While you're there, don't forget, follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein, where you could get a sneak peek of the guest that will be on next week's show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. So thrilled to be joined by Lori Sackler, who is a financial advisor, senior vice president, and senior investment management consultant at the Morgan Stanley Wealth Management Group, where she leads the Sackler Group. More importantly, for the purpose of this conversation, she has authored a book, The M-Word Journal, which is a fantastic resource. I've enjoyed reading it. And Lori talks a lot about the difficult conversations. Lori, welcome to Get Down to Business.
Oh, well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Absolutely. So you talk a lot about the M-Word Journal, How to Have the Money Talk. This is a great follow-up to the conversation we just had with Dave Kramer about the $500 cup of coffee. But tell us, I believe that behind every book, there's a story there. Why did you decide to author this book and, frankly, this very important resource?
Well, thank you for the question, because, yeah, there is the story behind this. So, at the age of 23, my mom passed away, and it became very clear to me I needed to become financially knowledgeable and somewhat independent. And so I chose a new career path for myself. From being a musician, I decided to go back to school, and I also realized there was a need for some sound professional advice beyond my own personal circumstances. And as I was sort of going through my journey, I discovered that families, not only my families, but many of the people that I know and clients as well, were struggling to have productive conversations around money. And when I did my research, I realized this is part of a much bigger problem. You know, a lot of people are dealing with transitions and changes in financial circumstances, you know, remarriage, et cetera, and that all these people are really struggling with this taboo topic. So what I decided to do, when I didn't see a lot of literature out there, but to try to destigmatize, demystify the whole notion of talking about money and to create a process, and particularly the M-Word Journal is a how to actually have those productive conversations so you can keep your money and your family relationships intact.
Well, as I mentioned, it certainly is a very valuable resource for everyone, and I know that you have your personal story of how the, obviously, your family, but regardless of whether, what your family situation is, people need to be having this conversation earlier. They need to have a conversation at all, but frankly, the conversation needs to take place earlier. Tell us a little bit about what that conversation should look like. What are the questions that people should be asking that might currently just be assumed? And as I've discovered, that those assumptions likely are not a good idea.
Well, I think it's helpful to maybe just describe the process you need to follow, because like any sort of difficult task in life, you need to be prepared. You need to think through how you're going to do it. So I have something I've developed, not the P's and the Q's, but the P's and the R's. So you want to start off by understanding the reason. Why do you need to talk about money with someone in your family or a friend? You know, what's the transition that you're going through? What are the financial issues? The second step is, you know, you have to understand what are the roadblocks, you know. Why can't you ask the questions you need to ask? You know, is it control? Is it contrast? And so what we're trying to do is help people overcome that so they can have the conversation. The third is prepare. I talk about making sure that you put yourself in the other person's shoes, that you understand where they're coming from, you prepare physically, logistically, and psychologically so you can really manage the conflict and figure out how to resolve it. The fourth is I call pick the right pros. So given my experience in this conversation, I'm of the opinion that it's helpful to get third party help, and professionals can actually weigh in on can help you do it. And then finally, the fifth step is to create a process and repeat it, because like anything that you're attempting to do, whether it's a job interview, which is a process, or, you know, learning a new language, you have to continually figure out what's the best process and repeat it until you are successful. So that's sort of the process I've created for people. And the journal breaks it down, including collecting the right information, because you need to have all the information in order to make these conversations happen.
And in your book, Lori, you also talk about, you provide some very valuable communication tips as well,
right,
overcoming some of those roadblocks. And I want to focus on that for a moment, because I think that often is the reason why conversations sometimes don't take place, is perhaps due to the awkwardness, or perhaps due to people just honestly not being prepared, but you take the guesswork out of it. So tell us maybe a sneak peek, a little tip into what's available in the M-Word Journal.
Well, I think it's helpful to understand why it's such a daunting task. And there are some real reasons. You know, typically people will talk about issues around control and trust, right? Most families have those issues. But what I identify is four major areas that I think it particularly makes it difficult for people to talk about. First is cultural. It's a taboo. I mean, it's impolite to discuss. It dates back to our founding fathers. It's embedded in our language, part of our national character. So it's a tough place to go. The second is I call evolutionary instinctual. So money is viewed, people are hardwired to view money as an object of threat and control. And why is that? Because the conversation is connected with sexual exchanges that were part of money transfers in primitive societies, and actually have talked to evolutionary psychologists about this. So as a result, we link the two together. They're equally difficult to talk about, and particularly for women, it's really can be quite threatening. The third reason is gender. You know, men and women are hardwired differently. It's brain physiology, and there have been a lot of studies to prove this, you know, 30 studies with a million participants. Women and men think differently about money. They create different investment strategies. They have different personal communication skills and different risk tolerance. That's going to create a lot of conflict. And I talk about in the M-Word Journal how to resolve that. And then fourthly, I call family history and money personalities. You can actually diagram, we call it the moneygram, of how families have dealt with money through generations. If you came from a family where money was an easier topic to talk about, there was a lot of planning and a lot of discussing, then you're probably going to be able to do that and carry that on into the next generation. But if you come from a family that's not, it's really a challenge. And so I believe you have to have a process and think it through so you can you have to change that pattern. So those are the reasons. And, you know, obviously what I'm trying to do is help people figure out what their family's going through. You know, what are the reasons, what are the roadblocks, and how to overcome them?
Well, Lori, once again, we're chatting with Lori Sackler, who is a financial advisor and the author of the M-Word Journal, How to Have the Money Talk. And the book was actually just recently published on April 1st, I believe was the release. And it's a great companion to your groundbreaking first book, The M-Word, The Money Talk That Every Family Needs to Have About Wealth and Their Financial Future. And that was published in 2013 with the second edition in 2016. So certainly it sounds like this is something that obviously you know a thing or two about because of your professional role in financial guidance and financial planning. But it sounds like this is really a passion for you. So tell us a little bit about where the book is available and some of the speaking that you're doing to get this message out there.
Yes, well, thank you very much. So, I'm doing a lot of podcasts and a lot of radio interviews. I've done some television. I've been writing on it. So you can actually go to themword.com, which is my website, to find some information about it. You can also obviously obtain the book through Amazon and other sources. But, you know, I really am trying to promote the conversation, get people to really think about ways they can break down this kind of struggle that they're going through. And it's for all ages, all genders, you know, regardless of economics, it's really an important conversation that needs to take place.
It is an important conversation. So before we let you go, we've got about a minute remaining. Where can our listeners find the M-Word Journal, the different books, fantastic resources. I keep using that term, but I really mean it. Valuable resources. Where can our listeners find them, and how can they learn more about you and the work that you're doing?
Well, you know, as I said, you can go to my website. You can find a lot of stuff online. I'm in the process of posting everything to my website. It takes some time to get it through my compliance at Morgan Stanley. I'm, you know, part of a large institution. And of course, you know, I urge you to, you know, start to think through. And if you do have the opportunity to pick the first book up and the reprint version, you'll see a lot of the additional resources that you can go to as well. So,
That's fantastic. Lori Sackler, once again, the author of the M-Word Journal, a fantastic, fantastic resource for our listeners. And I encourage our listeners to learn more. Thank you, Lori, once again for joining us. We'll be sure to check back in with you because I'm sure you're going to have a lot more content and resources and advice where the M-Word Journal came from. So thank you again.
Thank you. Have
Absolutely.
A great evening.
You too. Well, after the break, we are going to be checking in with Jonathan Lee, who's the marketing director at Creative Promotional Products. It's Father's Day, after all, and gifts are in style, but it's also summer, and gifts are in style for business owners to show appreciation to clients. They're always in style. I'm always happy to take gifts from any of our listeners that want to send something my way. You can find out how to contact me on that note at shalomkline.com. But don't touch that dial, Chicago. You're listening to Get Down to Business. We'll be back after the break.
And finally,
happy Father's Day. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Joined on the phone by Jonathan Lee, the marketing director, Creative Promotional Products, out in Skokie, my neck of the woods. Jonathan, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Shalom.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you guys do something that I absolutely love, and I've seen your product, so I am excited to have you on the air. It's summertime. The weather is beautiful, and that means that there's golfing is back in season. Folks are out there with clients and friends. But frankly, any time of year that people are giving gifts, that makes me happy. It doesn't need to be December and Christmas season in order to be gift giving season, does it, Jonathan?
No, absolutely not. We like to say that the summertime is the best time for our clients to actually start marketing themselves out to just the different consumers, because there's just so much brand exposure and opportunity. So I'm definitely glad to be here.
Absolutely.
And share the different ideas that come to mind. And
Well, Jonathan, once again, you're the marketing director at Creative Promotional Products in Skokie. Creative is in the name, so I just want to start right there. We sort of led into the gifts and the promotional products, but let's talk about the creative piece. Why are you guys different than everybody else in the business?
So, great question. Always ask that, and no pun on the name, but exactly that. We like to be different in the way we present ideas. We see ourselves more as the idea generators and promotional consultants rather than order takers. The way we do that is we listen to our clients, and we have custom manufacturing capabilities. So when we really sit down on an idea or an event, we don't just like to recommend random items that you can find online. But what we do as a team is we come in and we have brainstorming sessions, and we like to find different trends in the industry, and we like to really invent things. And I think that's what our forte is really getting to be the forefront of our industry by providing new innovative ideas that you pretty much won't see anywhere else. So that's what we like to be. We like to be leaders in the industry. And if you look at our site, www.creativepromo.net, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
I can testify to this. I've been a client and have recommended your products right and left.
You.
Many, many, many times. And on that website, obviously, you can see a nice portfolio of some of the products, but I like that differentiation. So, Jonathan, let's talk about what's hot. What are your clients going for right now? It's 2016. What's in style? What's in season? And then a follow-up question to that is why is gift giving so important? Why spend the money on giving gifts to clients or to employees when, frankly, you could be spending money on a party.
Sure. No, absolutely. All great questions. So I'm going to start with some of the top items that we're seeing right now are staple for the summer, and it's always been the sunglass. I know what you see when you hear sunglasses is, you know, typical, but that is something where all of our clients have come back and said, you know, this is the best item, and I'm so glad that you recommended it because it has the most impressions. When you go out to festivals, when you go out to the beach, people are always wearing it. And what we always like to recommend to our clients is you're going to see a lot of the same products, but the design capabilities is where you're really going to get a return on investment. So what we recommend to our clients, if they have a little bit of money to spend, is to really focus on creating a marketing piece. What I mean by that is really coming up with a design that's going to stand out. So not just putting a one-color imprint on your sunglasses now, but really creating a full-color logo and really creating a marketing story throughout the product. So sunglasses have definitely been a hot item. Another item that we have seen a big trend in drinkware has been the insulated cooler and the insulated drinkware, such as the Swell-style bottles. And I'm sure during the holidays you saw a big uprise in sales in the Yeti-style tumblers. And the reason why they're so hot is because it does exactly that. It has the function of a cooler. It can keep your drink cold for over 8 hours. And I can testify to, for myself because I've tried it, and I went hiking with it, and it was unbelievable what these water bottles are capable of doing. And we have those products that we recommend to our clients because we know that the return on investment is worth it, because when you associate your brand to a really well-made product, clients are going to remember that, and clients are going to remember your brand because of that.
Jonathan, we are quickly running out of time. Great products available at Creative Promotional Products. And I know you're based in Skokie, but you're servicing clients all over, and you actually have an operation out, I believe, in Asia, which helps to ensure that your pricing is competitive. But again, pricing isn't everything. You are creative, and that's why it's in your name. So great, great, great resources. We'll look forward to having you back on to share some more summer and even end of the year gift-giving tips and advice. One more time for our listeners, how can they find out more about Creative online?
Oh, the best way to get the information about us is going on our website, www.creativepromo.net. That's where you're going to find all the ideas. And if you email info@creativepromo.net, we have so many salespeople that are ready to support and offer great ideas.
That's awesome. Jonathan Lee of Creative Promotional Products, we appreciate your time and get down to business. We'll be sure to check back in with you again after the break. We're going to be chatting with Stephen Shalowitz. More tips after the break.
Anytime.
Back on Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And I'm joined by my colleague in arms on the airwaves, Stephen Shalowitz, the host of the One Way Ticket Show, where his guests share their one way ticket fantasy destinations to past, present, future, real or imaginary places, or even a state of mind. He's had many interesting people on the show, and I'll let him tell us a little bit about it. But you could definitely check out the show, theonewayticketshow.com. Stephen, welcome to Get Down to Business.
Well, thanks so much for having me aboard the show, Shel. I'm really looking forward to this.
Absolutely. So tell us, how did you get the idea for the show? Sounds fascinating.
Well, thanks very much. The show was really many years in the making. I lived in Singapore for quite some time, China before that. And I worked in advertising, but at the weekend I had a radio show. And I used to interview a lot of very well-known people, a lot of the big celebrities that used to come through Singapore. And I can't remember exactly when it was or before which interview, but it really just popped into my head the question, where would all these famous people, where would all these luminaries go if I gave them a one-way ticket, no coming back? And so I decided to hold on to the idea until one day when I knew I would move to New York, where I am right now, and I would do a whole show around it. So that's really the genesis behind the idea. I started it in 2012, and so it's been 4 years already, over 100 guests, and it's just been a fantastic experience so far.
Sounds like it. And what's the most unique response that you've received to that question about the one-way ticket destination?
That's a tough one. And, you know, today, of course, is Father's Day. So it's sort of like asking a father, who's your favorite child, right? It's tough. I'll tell you, one of my guests was the famous, the legendary talk show host Dick Cavett, and his answer was actually quite unique. It was to have a conversation for eternity with the playwright Oscar Wilde. So I thought that was kind of fun. But what's so interesting is that the one-way ticket answers reveal so much about the individuals that have come on the show. And sometimes it's really interesting, Shalom, because I get the same answer, but with a slightly different twist. So, for example, I've gotten Paris, but I've gotten Paris in the Belle Epoque era, or Paris today, or Paris in the 1920s. So a lot of times, like I say, they'll give the same answer but with a different twist. And then from there, we explore the reasons why, what they would do there, who they would take with them, who they'd like to meet there, what they'd hope to get out of the experience. So I've really had a wide range of answers from my really illustrious guests. Apart from Dick Cavett, I've had Mo Rocca, who I'm sure many of your listeners know from CBS and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on NPR. I've had a Nobel Peace Prize winner, Jose Ramos Horta, Bill Weir and Richard Quest from CNN. And I think that your listeners, because your show is all about business and entrepreneurship and so on, they would especially like a couple of my episodes. I did one interview with Entrepreneur on Fire, John Lee Dumas, also known as JLD. He has his podcast called EO Fire. Also with Philip Kotler, who's the godfather, the guru of marketing, and Lester Wunderman, in fact, who coined the term direct marketing. So there's a little bit of everything for everybody on the show. But again, it all revolves around their one-way ticket answer.
It's fascinating. And as you just mentioned, our show is, after all about, you know, small business. And it's interesting. It's fascinating because you're getting into the frame of mind of people as individuals. And if they had their one-way ticket destination, where would they go? And that's a question I think that ties into who people are professionally, but who they are personally as well. I'm sure it's been a fascinating experience. There must be a story over here. Tell us a little bit more about the preparation for the show and where you came up with the idea, even for the title, The One-Way Ticket. Where did that come from?
Well, it really just came from the whole concept of the show. I knew I was going to give out one-way tickets, and I thought, you know what? Simplicity is really the best form of communication, isn't it? So I thought, why not call it just The One-Way Ticket Show? And that's really just how it stuck. And by the way, Shalom, we should also tell our listeners that you're going to be an upcoming guest on my show.
And so I'm looking forward to
your one-way ticket destination. I'm really looking forward to that. Don't divulge it quite yet. We'll have to do it when we have you on, and that's going to air in early July. So I'm looking forward very much to that.
Looking forward to it. So you are a podcaster, and
right.
And obviously we'll make sure before the end of our conversation, we'll make sure our listeners have the opportunity to learn more about the podcasts that are available online, as well as download it through iTunes or Stitcher. People can look for The One-Way Ticket Show. But tell us a little bit about the experiences of producing a podcast every week. How's it been?
Well, I actually started doing a weekly podcast, and then it got just crazy. So I went to every 2 weeks and every 3 weeks, and I do it every 2 weeks. I might actually go back to every week again. For me, one of the big challenges is actually just preparation and time, because I do spend a lot of time preparing for each episode. If a guest has written a book or books, I'll read the books before the guest comes on, and that takes time, especially
sure.
for a slow reader like me. I'll look at their videos. I'll look at their writings. I'll craft out questions. I make sure that there's a flow to the conversation, because we not only talk about their one-way ticket destination, but afterwards we also talk about their life, their work, their projects. And
so a lot of prep goes into the show, which is great. Thanks, Stephen, so much for coming on the show. I'm looking forward to issuing my one-way ticket when I come on your show in these next couple of weeks. But I want to make sure in our few moments remaining that we give our listeners a chance to learn more about the One-Way Ticket Show, sign up for the newsletter. One more time, Stephen Shalowitz, if you don't mind sharing the website for the show, and tell us how we can find it on iTunes.
Well, thank you so much, first of all, Shalom, for having me on the show. Would love if your listeners went on to theonewayticketshow.com. Once again, that's theonewayticketshow.com. They can also download and subscribe, rate, and review the show from iTunes. Just search for The One-Way Ticket Show, and also on Stitcher as well. They can also like the show on Facebook. Just search for The One Way Ticket Show. How clever. We're also on Twitter at TOWT Show. That's our handle at TWT.
Well, Stephen, we are out of time. We appreciate you coming on Get Down to Business, but we've got a lot more for you listeners after the break, so don't touch that dial.
Great talent is
back on the show, all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. You could get on my website, download podcasts from the show, get a sneak peek of who's going to be on next week on the show, all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. As an employer, are you concerned over the new overtime rules? In an effort to make life easier for the employee, the government continues to make life more difficult for the employer. Concerns about these overtime pay rules cutting into business profits are crossing the minds of all business owners. Fortunately, our friends at Tandem HR have tried to simplify the rules for our listeners. The new overtime pay rule becomes effective December 1st of this year and will make over 4.2 million employees newly eligible for overtime pay when working more than 40 hours a week. So what effects will this have on your business and what solutions are available? Number one, your options are limited. The new overtime rule means that the businesses will have to choose how to adjust. Employers will have the option of paying time and a half for overtime work for a larger share of their workforce, raising worker salaries for exempt employees above the new threshold, which will now be about $913 per week or $47,476 per year, or limiting workers' hours to 40 per week or any combination. Overtime is money. The Department of Labor has estimated that to comply with the new rule, employers will spend $592 million on overtime payroll, and the money has to come from somewhere. So some businesses will find that they will have to reduce salaries to compensate for the new overtime rule. It will have a very big impact on small businesses. The new overtime rule will have the biggest impact on small to medium-sized businesses because they can't afford to raise salaries to maintain the overtime exemption. But they also struggle to pay overtime. Therefore, this on top of the Affordable Care Act obligations, it will leave small businesses with fewer options, including cutting employees, cutting work hours. It will also have an impact on telecommuting. Hours worked at home will now have to be monitored carefully by employers who follow or fall under these new rules, and companies will have to become very creative. If you're looking for a solution for this, Tandem HR provides outsourcing human resource services for businesses headquartered in the Chicago area. If you're looking for ways to survive in the wake of these new overtime rules, then look no further. Tandem HR can help you analyze your current workforce in order to develop a solution that will help you prepare and execute this transition. They're here to help with outsourced HR solutions. It'll help you receive maximum return on your investment. That means you can focus on your business while they take care of the HR. That helps with reduction in costs, reduction in liability, increased benefits for employees, and high service levels for their clients and employees. And the overtime rule is no reason for concern. There's options available that will suit your needs and protect your profits as well as ensure compliance with the new regulations. Tandem HR makes sure that you'll have a partner that will help you address those challenges of those overtime rules. So contact Tandem HR, our good friends, today. You could visit their website, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510, and help them, let them help you reduce the impact of the Affordable Care Act, as well as these overtime rules on your business. Trust me, you don't want to get caught behind, especially if you're a small business owner listening to this program. The overtime rules are coming. They're going to take effect in December of this year, and that combined with the Affordable Care Act will be tough on small businesses. So you want to have those solutions. Tandem HR is our solution center. And once again, I encourage our listeners, reach out to them, tandemhr.com, or call them, 630-928-0510. So what a fantastic lineup of guests. We had Dave Kramer of the $500 Cup of Coffee. We had Lori Sackler of the M Word Journal, Jonathan Lee of Creative Promotional Products, and Stephen Shalowitz, who told us about the one-way ticket, and I will be joining him on his podcast over the next few weeks. But it is Father's Day. For all of the dads listening, happy Father's Day to you. Happy Father's Day to my father, who I know is listening to this program. Thank you for all that you do for me. Thank you for being a loyal fan and for being the number one person that texts and tweets and sends me the feedback from the show. I know many of the other dads do the same, and I encourage everybody to do it. But, Dad, you're number one. And everybody else that has feedback, you can download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website, ShalomKlein.com. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next week.
For the past 100 years, RB Hayward Company has been a leader.